If you want to read along with the story, turn the page when Postman Pat sounds his horn.
Postman Pat's Secret.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white cat. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the post bags in his van.
It was a special day for Pat. He wouldn't tell anyone why it was a special day, because it was his secret. A secret that he had kept for many years. Pat sang as he drove along the valley. It was a happy day, too. Jess sat beside him and twitched his whiskers.
"Now, young Jess, don't you give my secret away," said Pat.
Jess promised not to say one word about it. When Pat arrived at the village post office, Mrs. Goggins was looking out for him, and she was looking very pleased about something.
"Hello, Pat," she said. "There's such a lot of post today."
Pat didn't look too pleased until he saw that much of it was for him. But who could be writing all these letters to Pat? One had a drawing of a cat on it, and the writing looked suspiciously like Katie Pottage's.
"Why don't you open them?" said Mrs. Goggins. "Then you'll know who sent them."
So Pat did. What a surprise! They were all birthday cards. He stood them in a row along the counter. There was one from every person on his round. He was very pleased after all, but how did everyone know that it was his birthday today? That was his secret. And now it was no longer a secret at all.
"How did they know?"
said Mrs. Goggins.
"Well, I didn't tell them, and that's all I'm saying, except happy birthday, Pat, and many happy returns."
Pat bought 6 chocolate kittens, then gathered up all his cards and the day's letters and went on his way. At Greendale Farm, the twins were looking out for Pat and sang "Happy Birthday to You" when he came in with the letters, and Mrs. Pottage joined in too. Pat showed them all his cards. Then Mrs. Pottage whisked a cloth off the table, and there was a birthday cake with an icing sugar post office van on it and pink letters saying "Birthday Greetings to Postman Pat." And there was a sugar mouse for Jess. "But how did you know it was my birthday?" said Pat.
"We're not telling," said Mrs. Pottage. "It's a secret."
"It was a secret," sighed Pat. "But all the same, thank you very much. It is a lovely cake." Then he was off on his way. "Goodbye."
The church was the next stop, as there were some letters for the Reverend Timms.
"And here's something for you on your birthday," said the Reverend.
He gave Pat a Bible bound in leather.
"That's very kind of you," said Pat. "But how did you know it was my birthday?"
"He who reads shall learn," said the Reverend Timms.
"Oh," said Pat, puzzled. "How could the Bible tell the secret of his birthday?" He couldn't guess. When Jess saw it, he wondered if it was a sugar Bible. Pat drove away up the winding hilly roads and arrived at Thompson Ground just in time for a cup of tea. Mrs. Thompson was just looking at Pat's birthday cards when Alf came in.
"Hello, Pat," he said. "And a very happy birthday."
He gave Pat a walking stick with a curly horn handle that he'd made himself.
"That'll be good for keeping dogs off," he said.
"Thank you," said Pat. "It will be very useful. But how did you know it was my birthday?"
"Oh, you'll find out for yourself. Just keep your eyes open," said Alf, smiling. You're quite a famous postman, you know.
Whatever does he mean, thought Pat, as he waved goodbye to the Thompsons. He was getting more and more puzzled, and his van was filling up with presents. Jess didn't like the sheep's horn on the walking stick. He thought it might butt him when he wasn't looking. When Pat called on Granny Dryden, she gave him a woolly vest that she had knitted specially. It looked very itchy. And Miss Hubbard gave him a steering wheel cover made of red velvet to keep his hands warm in winter. At Intake Farm, George Lancaster gave Pat 2 dozen eggs, all different colours, laid by his prize hens. When Pat met Sam Waldron along the road with his mobile shop, Sam gave him a big box of strawberries and a carton of cream. Pat called late at the village school because they'd all been away for the morning on a visit to Pencaster Castle. They were ready for Pat, though, all the same. They sang him 2 songs that they had been practicing and gave him a big model of his van that they had made specially. Pat had presents for them, a chocolate kitten each, to say thank you for all their cards. How pleased they were! But when he asked how they knew about his birthday, the children smiled, pressed fingers to their lips, and said nothing. Pat must get on his way home now. He did not want to be late, because he knew his wife would have a special birthday meal ready for him. The day's round was finished, and Pat's last job was to empty the letterbox. Peter Fogg came along on his tractor and stopped for a chat. Pat told him about how everyone knew his birthday.
"Don't you know why?" said Peter, laughing.
"I certainly do not," said Pat. Peter pulled a newspaper out of his pocket. It was the Pencaster Gazette.
"Have a look at this,"
he said. Pat was amazed. There was a piece all about him headed Postman of the Year. It told the story of his work and how he helped everyone he met, where he had been to school, where he was born, and when he was born. "Well," said Pat, "so that's how everyone knew. I'll be bothered. These newspaper people, they find out everything." He was cross and pleased at the same time.
"Keep it as a souvenir," said Peter.
"Thanks," said Pat, "and that surely is my last present today." What next? Thought Jess. We'll never get home at this rate. But they were on their way home this time. "I wonder when my birthday is," said Jess to himself. "It's such a good secret that even I don't know. I wish I could find it in the paper, then I could have cards and presents. Never mind, there'll be a good dinner waiting for me, and that's as good as a birthday any time." "What a strange day," said Pat. "We finished up with a van full of letters and parcels." And off they went home. But Jess didn't have his usual catnap. He wanted to keep an eye on that ram's horn, just in case it tried anything funny.